Welcome back. I'm the paranormal curator, Tom Castaños. Remember to like and share this podcast. The more people that hear this show, the more chances we get to get remarkable stories sent into us like the one that we have tonight from Vicky. You can always just write them out and email them to us, but what I'd really prefer is that you record it on your memo recording device on your phone and email it to the paranormal curator @gmail.com. Let people know about the show. If the podcatcher that you listen to the show on allows you to rate it, please give us 5 stars. Let's get the word out there and get more amazing stories. I've said early on and often that I have not had many paranormal experiences in my life. And I've listen to many other podcasts and other shows, and you'll occasionally get people call in and say, I didn't remember having this experience until I heard this story. I always thought that was kind of odd, but I'm really beginning to find out it's true for myself as well. I don't think I've had many earth-shattering paranormal experiences, but as stories are brought to my attention, it does spark an old man's memory that, well, you know, that I had something similar. There was a time, way back, when I very briefly taught school. The school that I taught in, the building was built in 1903, and several of the teachers that I worked with had been students in the 80s, and, you know, their older brothers and sisters and maybe even parents far earlier. And they all made mention of that school being haunted. Well, my classroom for second and third grade in the same room, yeah, it was that small a school, was in the basement of this building. And I can remember on at least 3 occasions, I'd be teaching. I'd be up at the blackboard reading a story or listening to my students read. And the door behind them in the basement would open slowly and then close slowly. Now, you can talk about the air pressure of people moving other doors and things like that, but we were the only people in the basement of that building. It could have been a draft. I'm sure it could have been a lot of things. But this is one of those where you had to be there. It really didn't look like how a door acts when it's being blown around. It really looked as though it was being slowly opened, someone to check out what was going on in the classroom, and then returning it as it was. There was no slam to it. It was really quite gentle. Again, not earth-shattering and likely can be explained by 100 things, but that's my school spirit story. Vicky called in and gave us another one. Here's her story.
Okay, Larissa, have I told you this ghost story that happened to me when I was, I was a senior in high school. Did I mention what happened to me?
Well, you've told me so many ghost stories when you were growing up, but if I'm thinking, I know the one you're talking about. Is this your journalism?
Yes.
Story?
All right. So here's what happened. I went to a Catholic high school that in town here, it was a college prep, and we were college prep. That meant that you were not in class all the time, and we had activity rooms, and there was a section of the high school that used to be dorm rooms. So, and this was way back, I can't remember when the high school was established, but it's a very old school, and it used to be a dormitory, but they were turned into activity rooms, meaning like the yearbook team had their own couple of rooms, and the journalism room, I was on the journalism staff, we had our own couple of rooms. Now, this is before computers, so so we had like a layout table where you would do the print thing and all that stuff. It was pretty interesting.
That was fun. I like that.
It actually was. I had ink on my hands all the time and stuff. But anyway, so there was the journalism room was assigned 2 dorm rooms. So these were very small rooms. So you're talking about you know how small dorm rooms mm-hmm. are, period, much less high school dorm rooms. They pretty much have a bed and a small desk, and that's it. And there was two rooms that are attached by one restroom. So each room
was like a suite.
Yeah, it was like a suite thing. So you had two rooms attached by one restroom. Now, one of the rooms, you can only get into it by going through the restroom. Went into one room, went through the restroom, and then got the other room because we had the door blocked off with the layout table, which I'm sure was a huge fire hazard. But there was no way that you could get into that room other than by going through the first room, going through the restroom, and then, you know, getting into that room. That was the layout room. So I was in the layout room. Nobody else was in either one of the dorm rooms that I was in. And my back was turned to the restroom door. And I heard what sounded like somebody come into the other room, put something down, and then come into the restroom. So I expected to hear somebody say, hey, what's going on, or whatever, but I didn't hear anything. So I turned around and I didn't see anybody. So I got up and then I went through the little restroom and looked in the room, the first room, to see if anybody was in there. Nobody was in there. The door was still closed. And of course, like I said, it's a very small room, so I could see everything in that room. So I went back and I thought, maybe I just heard somebody down the hall or whatever. So I came back and I started working again. And then I heard what sounded like shuffling in the other room. So now my thought goes to, either one of my friends is messing with me, which I don't see how because I could see the whole room and nobody was in there, or rat or mouse, right? I thought maybe there was a mouse in there because, again, it's a very old school. So I went into the room again and I looked around, I even opened the door, looked down the hall to see if those maybe people, I could catch one of my friends messing with me or something. Totally empty. And so I went back and I started looking around and I thought, what was I hearing? I know I heard that. This was when I had hearing, when I could hear things. And so I went and I stood in the restroom so I could see both rooms that were connected. And I'm looking back and forth. And just as I'm looking back and forth, I'm very perplexed. I hear what sounds like a young girl giggle, like a like that, like a little breathy. And like right behind my ear, I mean, the hair on the back of my head just stood up and I darted out of that room so fast. Left all my stuff, of course. And I ran down the hall. I don't even know where I was going. I was just like, did that really happen? And a friend of mine was coming out of the yearbook room and she said, what happened? She thought, you know, there was an emergency or something. When there, I guess there was. And I said, I told her what happened. And she said, oh, stuff like that happens to me all the time in the yearbook room. She said, one time I went out and I got some water and I came back and all my books were stacked up in the corner.
Nope. Switch schools.
Well, and what's crazy is one of my coworkers later in life, her mom was a teacher there. She went there too. And I had told her about this story. And she said that she had seen like a nun walking the hallways one time and thought it was one of the nuns. And then when the nun turned the corner, where there was a door there, she would have expected the nun like to hear the door. Nothing happened. So she went over there. She didn't hear anything. She went over there and there was nobody there.
Yeah.
And another friend of mine who was an alumni director actually heard me telling this story at a reunion that we had. And she said that they had actually had to call, they made them dorms again, apparently, at some point, and that the girls that were staying there were reporting things like seeing apparitions.
Yikes.
So, yeah. It was
Didn't they
crazy.
Call a priest and have them bless
I think they
the
did just to
dorm.
Make everybody feel better, but they said they still, they still see things. It's probably pretty benign, but I will never, as long as I live, forget that voice because it was so right next to me, but it still sounded far away. I can't mm-hmm. explain. Now, I love, I'm a ghost show enthusiast, so I watch a lot of ghost shows. And when you hear some of those disembodied voices that they catch on recordings, that reminds me of that, how you can hear it. And it sounds so far away, but yet when they hear it, you can even see their reaction. It sounds really close, right? So it's a very hard sound to describe.
Right.
But that is probably one of the best ghost stories that happened to me. I mean, it scares me still to think about it. It gives me chills a little bit to think about it, but it was still kind of cool.
Yeah, it made the hair on my arm stand up when you said that.
Thank you for your story, Vicky. You also heard there Larissa and Vicky and Larissa have their own podcast called Vegetarian Zen. You can find out on all the major podcasters. I'll put a link in the show notes. A great show. But we need your stories. Vicky's story was amazing, and there's probably more great school stories out there. If spirits really are attracted to all this emotional energy, where is there sometimes more emotional energy than a school? If you've experienced something, if you're a teacher, if you experienced it as a student, let us know. Record it on your voice memo on your phone and email it to us at paranormalcurator, one word, at gmail.com. Or if you're too shy to record it, just write it out and email it to us and we'll read it. But as I always say, we'd much rather have it in your voice. I'm Tom Castañas, the Paranormal Curator.